Meanwhile, Trump has struck a nerve among some Western conservatives with his answer to a question on public lands. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
A reporter for the magazine Field and Stream did an interview with Trump in late January in Las Vegas.
I'd like to talk about public land. 70% of hunters in the West hunt on public lands, land managed by the federal government. Right now, there's a lot of discussion about the federal government transferring those lands to states, divesting of that land. Is that something you would support as president?
I don't like the idea because I want to keep the lands great, and you don't know what the state's going to do with them. Are they going to sell as soon as they get into a little bit of a trouble? And I don't think it's something that should be sold.
Wrong answer, at least according to U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan.
Mr. Trump looks obviously uninformed.
Sullivan says moving more land out of federal control is one of his top goals. Collectively, Alaska's all-Republican delegation has sponsored dozens of bills over the years to do that. Many are small parcels, like surplus property from an old Coast Guard Loran station in Tok, or larger chunks, including some 2,000 acres at Point Spencer near Nome, to the Bering Straits Native Corporation and the state, for possible development as a port. Alaska's sole House member, Don Young, has a bill that would require the Forest Service to convey up to 2 million acres to each state. Young, at a hearing on the bill, said the states can do a better job.
The worst managed lands in the United States by our government is the Forest Service lands.
That sort of bill, to wrest public lands away from the federal government, is part of a trend among conservative lawmakers in the West. Utah is trying to get 30 million acres of federal land. The state's legislature passed a law demanding the federal government turn over the land and then pledged millions of dollars to press its legal case. In the Alaska legislature, House Speaker Mike Chenault sponsored a bill modeled after the Utah approach, requiring the federal government to transfer land to the state by the start of next year. Democratic Senator Bill Willakowski of Anchorage questioned the point of it at a hearing in Juneau last month.
I mean, we're basically saying the United States shall relinquish title to its public land, which would be great, right? Except I suspect that on January 1st, 2017, the United States government's not going to do that. And so is it the administration's proposal to send in the National Guard, start arresting federal agents? What's your plan to enforce this statute if it's ever on the books?
An aide to Chenault said he didn't expect any enforcement like that, but asserted the state would be a better manager of the real estate he says the feds have locked up. Naturally, conservation groups don't like this new movement.
We don't think we should privatize any federal lands, that these lands belong to all Americans.
Ethan Manuel, public lands director for the Sierra Club, now finds himself in the unexpected position of agreeing with Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
We were shocked that he said that. On the one hand, it was good. On the other hand, it was surprising to hear that from Donald Trump.
Trump's challengers aren't with him on this. Senator Ted Cruz pounced. After Trump's statement to Field and Stream in Las Vegas, Cruz released a video ad.
85% of Nevada is owned and regulated by the federal government. And Donald Trump wants to keep big government in charge. That's ridiculous.
And Trump may not be all that committed to his position either. He submitted an op-ed to Nevada newspapers complaining about the BLM's draconian control over lands there and its reluctance to sell at an affordable price. Senator Sullivan says he thinks Trump can be rehabilitated with more information.
Yeah, because it looked like, you know, he was kind of struggling and the answers seemed kind of all over the place.
Sullivan offered to take him around Alaska, which he thinks will convince him federal land ownership isn't all that great. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.